A query from Emilia Alausen about my talk on why I welcome veganism, which the talk is not overall in favor of veganism, rather saying that we should protect cows and take milk as Krishna did. Anyway, she writes, I think it's a she, I don't know. Dear Maharaj, I have a question about a point you made in this class. You say that a devotee would commit an offense towards the deities he serves if he'll not offer food made with milk, since Krishna is known to make food out of different milk products. I question the logic in this claim. As far as I've understood, Krishna came personally on earth in order to promote dharma, religion, righteous life, and godliness in human society. An important part of that is the concept of Goraksha, as stressed by Srila Prabhupada in all his books. Is it not therefore logical to assume that Krishna likes food made with Goraksha dairy, not food made with milk forcibly taken from tormented cows who end up in slaughterhouses? Would he have displayed such food preferences if the inhabitants of Vrindavan had used milk from modern dairy farms? After all, in the Bhagavad Gita, he only promises to accept a leaf, a flower, and some water if offered with love and devotion. What is your opinion about this, Maharaj? I gave that talk quite some months ago. I can't remember exactly what I said. As far as I remember, I'd quoted Srila Prabhupada, who said that we should offer milk to Krishna, even if it's not from our own farms. At the same time, he wanted that all our city temples should have farms in which we can demonstrate the principles of living simply, depending on the land, the cows, and Krishna. So, as I believe I said in that talk also, but like I said, it's quite some time ago, we have had Srila Prabhupada's mandate to establish cow protection for many years now, and we should have done it by now. We have done only to a very limited extent, and it's about... Well, that was a lot of what I was saying about the... why I welcome veganism, because it puts us on the spot, so to speak. It's taken the moral high ground away from us that if we're not protecting cows and we're just taking milk from tortured cows, then the vegans have got a very good point. But an even better point is that cows, if you actually see how they're very nicely protected, as I, among many others, certainly see, they're very happy to be looked after and fed and provide milk. So, yeah, we should establish our cow protection, and all the devotees should take cow's milk from cows who are, and offer to the deities milk that is given happily by cows who are happy. I personally only take milk from protected cows, those who are treated nicely and will never be killed. That's not difficult. In India, where I live most of my time every year, throughout the years, because throughout the country there are so many goshalas where pious Hindus and Jains, they keep cows and feed them and protect them and look after them and let them live out their days without ever, there's no question of killing them. It can be a bit of an austerity in some parts of the world. And austerity means you can't get such milk, so I have to go without it for some time. All I can say in this regard, it may seem counter-logical or whatever, but Srila Prabhupada did say that we should go on offering milk, whatever's available, if we didn't have the farms with the cows. But at the same time, he promoted that. So he promoted that there should be such farms. So from what I understand, it was an interim measure, but the interim has spread on to right into, well into the 21st century. So it's time we got our act together. And it could be said to be an offense to Srila Prabhupada to not make any endeavor to, or not make sufficient endeavor to provide such facilities for cows and for Krishna to take milk from cows that are nicely protected. Certainly there was the question, rhetorical question comes up, would Krishna take milk from the Vrindavan residents if they had tortured cows? Obviously not, but again, as I say, Prabhupada instituted that interim measure, we can say, and it's time we got our act together. So we should be very serious about protecting cows as far as possible all over the world. It may not be possible. Actually, in most of the world it is possible, but it may be difficult in some places. Government regulations, for instance, a year or two ago in Britain, a government animal husbandry officer or something came to the Bhaktivedanta Manor in Britain, and when the devotees weren't looking, he injected an old cow and killed the cow, one of the devotees' cows who they were protecting. So they may force you, there may be some demoniac governments that force you to kill cows when they get to a certain age. That may be there in certain parts of the world. It's very difficult times. We have to spread the Krishna consciousness movement, spread the Sankirtan movement, and purify the whole world and bring in a different way of life, a different understanding of life. Very difficult times, no doubt, and these kind of difficult questions arise. Krishna likes milk. Does he like milk from unprotected cows? No. But, I mean, obviously he wants that the cows be protected, but we have to do it. It may be a tough thing to do. It may be that by protecting cows, the cost of the milk doubles, triples, quadruples, quintuples, hextuples, or whatever. But we have to do it. Many questions arise in cow protection, also the increase of the herds, and so many questions we're facing. But anyway, let us do it as a movement. Let us get our cow protection together. Hare Krishna. An afterthought, if we say that our temples are in an interim stage, the interim stage can drag on forever, so maybe we should put a deadline. Actually, the farm ministry or something like that of ISKCON has said that they've given a report that due to the coronavirus and the downturn of economics in the world, that all our temples should have farms so we can have enough food. Good, all right. That means cows also. So let's hope and pray that the responsible leaders of this movement do it quickly, so that at least in our temples we can get, or on the farms we can get cow protection together, and in our city temples and temples everywhere we can offer Krishna milk that is from cows who are happy to give their milk, cows who are protected. Sometimes we see cows, they go on giving milk even they have just one pregnancy, and for some reason or other they can't conceive after that, and they just go on giving milk out of affection. When I was in the Czech Republic some years ago, you may not believe this, but that's what they told me, and I have no reason to disbelieve it. There was a cow there who never calved, and she gave milk every day. And they're very affectionate to the devotees. When we went in the field, there were cows there and horses, and they all came running toward us because they expected when humans come, they get affection. And they were very happy to see the devotees, and then the devotees would... Then we brushed them and stroked them, and they were just very, clearly very happy to be with humans. And so out of affection, such cows may profusely give milk, and definitely Krishna will be more pleased with that. Milk from happy cows than milk from tortured cows. Hare Krishna. Jai Gopal, Jai Govinda, Namo Brahmana Devaya Go Brahmana Hitaya Cha, Jagatitaya Krishnaya Govindaya Namo Namah. We offer our respects to Krishna, who is the worshipable deity of the Brahmanas and the benefactor of the whole universe, and especially of the cows and the Brahmanas. So he's known for that reason as Govinda. And in one place, Srila Prabhupada states that even more than the Brahmanas, Krishna is concerned with the welfare of the cows. So we who aspire to be his devotees, and those of us who are followers of Srila Prabhupada who stress this cow protection so much, that we really have a duty to get it together quickly, without delay, any further delay. It's been long enough. Let's get it together. Hare Krishna. Jai Gopal.